like to see tax increases.
President Donald Trump earlier today at a cabinet meeting. Now, the Senate did pass the tax bill earlier today. The House had to re-vote on that bill. They passed it within the last 30 minutes. The president continued at the cabinet meeting, letting the Democrats have it.
And they like to complain, but they don't get it done, unfortunately. But they complain a lot.
A bus crash in Mexico is leaving 12 tourists dead, including 8 Americans. Investigators say the bus flipped along the Caribbean coast on the eastern Yucatan Peninsula. The bus was carrying tourists from a Royal Caribbean cruise ship. Officials say the passengers aboard the bus were American, Italian, Swedish, and Brazilian. This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Going in on group holiday gifts or planning a family ski trip sounds like a great idea, unless you're the one footing the bill. This year, don't let waiting for others to pay you back add to the stress of the holiday season. Consumers are increasingly turning to person-to-person payments to quickly pay each other through their mobile devices. According to a recent Bank of America report, 36% of adults currently use a P2P service, and millennials nearly double that rate at 62%. Earlier this year, Bank of America became one of the first banks to integrate the features of Zelle, a revolutionary new P2P service, into its mobile banking app, making it easier for customers to send, receive, and request money. Michelle Moore, head of digital banking, Bank of America.
With more than 2.5 million monthly Zelle users making more than 5 million transactions, it's clear that the move to cashless shows no signs of slowing. We're pleased to provide a safe and convenient experience for our customers, especially during the rush of the holiday season.
For more information, visit Bank of America's newly redesigned homepage at bankofamerica.com.
The House passed the GOP tax bill today for the second time. Many Democrats are not very happy, including former governor of Maryland, Martin O'Malley. He says the only people that will benefit from this are the wealthy.
You know, the fact that they're doubling the deductions for kids, that's all nice, but that's all going to be wiped out by increased costs of health care, college tuition. This tax bill is like asking a family at Christmas time to buy a car for the wealthiest guy in the neighborhood in exchange for a $50 rebate.
The CEO at Delta Airlines says it suffered huge losses when the poll went out at the Atlanta airport on Sunday. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
Delta CEO Ed Bastian tells the Atlanta Journal-Constitution that outage may have cost his airline upward of $50 million in lost revenue. He says Delta plans to have, as he says, conversations with both airport and Georgia Power officials and will then be seeking reimbursement. Investigators are still trying to pinpoint the cause of the fire that caused the outage.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root with a confession to make. I wear my blue blocker sunglasses everywhere. How good are blue blockers? First, America's astronauts using the same formula wore them in outer space. And over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million! Blue blockers provide the best eye protection you can own. And you can't even break the lens with a hammer. Here's a great holiday offer. Call toll-free now to order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus shipping. The perfect Christmas gifts. Just call toll-free 800-722-7777. That's 800-722-7777.
The Amtrak passenger train that derailed on Monday did not have what's called positive train control. What that does is it can automatically slow down the train if it senses the locomotive is going too fast. John Hyatt's a former railroad engineer. He says Congress needs to act now on positive train control.
For 25, 30 years, the National Transportation Safety Board has been begging the railroad industry to implement positive train control. And every time it gets close, our Congress pushes it back.
As we approach Christmas, many people wonder, what is the right amount to tip a hairdresser or maybe your mailman or your UPS driver? Well, Valerie Sikofsky is author of the book Do It Right, a new business book on etiquette. She discusses who should be tipped and the amount that they should be tipped.
The general rule for that is if you are going, let's say, to a hairdresser, and for us, Carly, maybe it's $100 for a haircut, whatever, then that same amount would be a good bonus tip. In other words, a service amount for someone that is serving you regularly.
Sikofsky also says, though, you should never feel obligated to tip anyone.
First of all, just come from your heart and give to the people that you want to. If it's obligatory, I think it shows. So give to the people you intend to, want to, and make it authentic.
Three women are suing the state of New Jersey for the right to sell homemade baked goods. Currently, New Jersey law says it's only okay to bake and sell at charities or fundraisers, but not okay to sell as an individual. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Burke.
Yeah. And good afternoon and welcome to a new edition of Modern Design. Today is kind of a special show. It's going to be the last in our series of Christmas shows. The station, I was just informed by the station manager, is going to be closed, the radio station, over the holidays. And then I will be back in January with a whole fresh new set of shows talking about decorating for 2018. Lots of shows on furniture, new trends, colors, all sorts of wonderful shows lined up for January 2018. Our topic today is going to be last-minute holiday ideas that you can still implement in these last couple of days before the holidays. We're going to go ahead and take a look at today's weather, and then we'll go from there. Luckily, we've gotten a little bit warmer, so I was able yesterday to finish up my pots, put my white sticks in, and my magnolia branches, and all that kind of good stuff we were able to do. And looks like we're having a delay. Oh, here we go. The forecast has come up. The National Weather Service is telling me that currently it's 45 degrees. This afternoon it's going to be mostly cloudy with a high of 44. Well, we're at 45. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 23. On Thursday, it's going to be a beautiful sunny day, but a high of 39 degrees. On Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a low of 25. On Friday, there's a slight chance of freezing rain at a high of 44 degrees. Friday evening, rain likely 60% with a low of 41. On Saturday, rain is likely with 70% and a high of 55 degrees. On Saturday night, a low of 37. On Christmas Eve, Sunday, a 50% chance of rain. And it does not give me the Christmas Day forecast. Hopefully, we'll have a nice Christmas Day. We're going to go to some brief commercial messages. I have a wonderful last-minute tips for you from a variety of sources on how to make Christmas this year a special, and it's not too late to get some of these wonderful things done. Most of them are very simple that you can do, and just finish up that decorating and make it that special. So we'll take some commercial messages. We'll be back shortly right after this.
Folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for Modern Design. This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-TV.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Rich Scuderi. I'm an interior decorator, a contractor, and a home stager for the past 20 years. I guess going on 21 years. I've been saying 20 for a long time. Been in the business for a long time in the tri-state area doing all sorts of renovations from painting to window treatments to full kitchen and baths and everything in between. Also work on commercial spaces, restaurants, everything related to improving your home. Still have a strong passion for it and have two locations, one right here in Hunterdon County, just outside of Flemington, now in Ringo's, New Jersey, at 176 Route 20231 in Ringo's, New Jersey. We're in the Hunterdon Commons Plaza. I'm in with Bruce Brodak from Flemington Fan and Lighting with a 6,000-square-foot showroom, accessories, lighting, little gifts still for the holidays, ornaments, small pieces of furniture, and everything related to the needs for your home. I also have another location in northern New Jersey, right near the Short Hills Mall and beautiful downtown Maplewood Village, which is all dressed for Christmas. And the address of that store is 191B, like boy, Maplewood Avenue, Maplewood, New Jersey. We do have a promotion that you can get on the internet. It is a one-off, if you will, for $199. I just came from one. We'll go to your house and give you wonderful general design ideas, pick paint colors, and furniture placement. You'll get a printout of that and give you a head start on 2018 decorating and making your home the best it can be. Well, our topic today happens to be last-minute holiday tips and ideas to make your home beautiful. Mostly the tips I came up with were things that are very inexpensive, things that are still accessible, and just putting your house over the top. The first one on my list happens to be something that I plan on doing, and I've kind of been doing already, and that's sort of doing little cheats of nature. I love to finish at the end before the holiday with berries and beautiful things of nature. You don't want to do them too early on because they'll dry out and you won't get the look you're wanting. So my first one happens to be something very simple, and that is holly. Look where there's holly around. Here at the station in our new location on Main Street, there's a row of beautiful holly bushes that have sort of an orange berry on them, which is quite beautiful, and I have my clippers with me. I'm going to take some of them and put them on my mantle. I have a lot of fresh greens on my mantle, and I'm going to tuck in some wonderful, beautiful seasonal holly, which is a great thing to do, whether it be your outside pots, your inside pots, if you put them in a vase, on a windowsill, if you dress a table with them. Inexpensive, actually no cost, and easy to do. The next one is something that I see growing wild now, and that's called winterberry. And very beautiful, very, you'll see it from a distance. And in my Maplewood store, I have beautiful zinc pots that sit on a retaining wall. And I had done them already with lots of mixed greens and filled in with some wonderful magnolia leaves. But I wanted to add something to it because after it snowed, they sort of dissipated a little bit. And I was driving down a local street in Maplewood, and I found in a parking lot underneath sort of a bush that wasn't well taken care of, a bunch of gorgeous red winterberry. And I got my clippers out, which I keep with me in my car in a bag, and I picked those winterberries and then added them to my seasonal pots, the black sort of zinc pots, and they just looked amazing. People came in and complimented me on the beautiful pots. The next thing is magnolia leaves. Magnolias don't typically grow in our zone, but I know several people, including one of my neighbors, that does have a magnolia tree, which is probably two stories at this point, and she's always generous in giving me some of the branches from magnolia. If you've ever seen them, they're wonderful mixed into pots. If you have lots of fresh greens, and then you have some magnolia branches, and they have the leaves on them. Sometimes they even have the flower stem on them, which almost looks like an artichoke, if you will, like a small artichoke. They're very architectural, and they really look like Christmas, which doesn't sound like it would, right? But they actually mixed in with the greens look quite beautiful. So if you know somebody that has a magnolia bush, ask if you could have some branches, mix them in with your fresh greens, and like look absolutely wonderful. The next thing on my list was poinsettias. I noticed this year that poinsettias aren't as readily available as I've seen in the past, but the colors this year are beautiful. They're doing a good job of doing hybrid colors. I've seen wonderful corals this year, beautiful pinks and peaches, and sort of an orange color I saw. Lots of variegated with sort of spots that are mixed with red and sort of a white-yellow together, and all different sort of combinations of poinsettias. Again, you want to get those at last minute. It's a great time because the prices are very low, and also often they will also dry out very quickly if you get them too early. So another thing to get is all different types of poinsettias, and look for things that are different. What I do suggest for people to do if they're going to get poinsettias is go for the bigger ones. They really make a statement. Or if you can't find the big ones, cluster the same color together. I'm a big fan of unusual color ones, but I was given three the other day as a gift. I clumped them all together in front of my fireplace, and they look huge. And then you have the boldness of the color. If you mix the colors, you kind of lose that a little bit. So if you're going to do multiple ones, pick a shade that works and do them all the same. Bunch them together, and you'll get vibrancy with your poinsettias. The third thing that I was able to do this morning, we're very lucky that we've had a break in the freeze and we have temperatures or had temperatures in the 50s, and that is to get some wonderful branches and add them to your arrangements. Things like white sticks, which you can pick up in the big box stores, are pretty reasonable. In fact, I think I saw them in the supermarkets as well. Painted out in white go wonderfully against your greens and bring some wonderful sort of wintry seasonal color. Red branches also. Although I do see in town that the red branches they used were in combination with the white branches, and I don't like that combination together. Again, for the look from a distance, you want to have saturation of color. So if you're going to do white branches, do all white branches mixed in with the greens or by themselves. And if you're going to do all red branches. I did see branches out there that have like sort of a shine to them, a glitter look. I don't really care for that. It's a very artificial looking thing. In fact, one of the things I like the most and had a hard time finding this year is wild dogwood branches. In Hunterdon County, there's a lot of wild dogwood trees. They grow in nature, and what happens at this time of year in Christmas, the branches go from a neutral sort of grayish tone to a brilliant cranberry color. And if you're fortunate enough to have them on your property, snip them and throw them into your planters with the pine, and they will just look amazing. They're sort of a really rich, they're not a light red, they're sort of a cranberry color, but as it gets colder, they get brighter and brighter. Now, speaking of things that are getting brighter as they get colder, we did have Sandy here from the Garden Gate, and she told us a great thing to have this time of year, and they're still around. I see them in the garden centers, is decorative kale and cabbages for the winter. And what's nice about picking some of them up is that they will last you the entire winter. They're not so Christmassy that you can't leave them in the pots and then in the springtime remove them. And it gets you through the winter with some visual interest and some wonderful color. This year I opted to do ornamental kale, and I did them in shades of purple. And I noticed when I put them in last week, they were, nice purple, but this week they're vibrant. I think with those cold days, they did, in fact, get brighter. The white ones, greenish white ones, are also nice. I don't see as much of a color change on them, but the purple ones just get brighter and brighter and really look nice in any spot, and are also very inexpensive. Another thing that you can get, and I love, is just go into nature and pick some wonderful pine. And mix your greens together, both for inside and outside. This year I've used local pine, juniper, blue spruce, and cedar, and combined all those different elements together. I put them in my pots at the end of my driveway, and anywhere on my property where I have a pot out for the winter, it's full of beautiful mixed green, which cost absolutely nothing. To do in the space, and then I have some winterberry that's going to go into them. The only thing to be careful with the winterberries, if the birds find it, they will eat it. One Christmas Eve, I came home from Mass, and when I left, there was all winterberry in my front pots at the entrance, and then when I came home, it was all gone because the birds had found it. It was just sticks that were left. But often they won't find it, and it's a wonderful thing to bring seasonal color to your home. Okay, we're going to go to our first set of commercial messages, and we have plenty more of the holiday issue of modern design.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first, We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I've been an interior designer, a contractor, and a home stager for the past 20 years, doing wonderful projects throughout the tri-state area and a little bit in Florida, but most in the tri-state area. Everything from simple paint color consultations, basic painting, trim and molding, kitchens, bathrooms, and everything in between. To reach Mavenhill Designs at either of my locations in Maplewood or Ringo's, the phone number is 908-884-0770, 908-884-0770. You can also visit my website for the latest pictures, and that is www.mavenhilldesigns, MavinHillDesigns.com. A couple of interesting things that are going to be going on for 2018. I'm now doing a design show on Wednesdays as well for the Comcast channel. We film down in Princeton at Princeton Television, and then it goes out to the local community. We've taped our first three segments, and that'll be premiering in January, and that's called Design for the Times. And then I will announce the stations that it's on. Your local Comcast channel will be carrying it. It'll be on Verizon Fios. It will also be available on the internet. And here at the station, we have added Facebook Live. And shortly after, we'll be adding another channel to that. So you'll be able to start to see Modern Design. Some of the shows here have already gone on to a video format, and Modern Design in January will be going onto a video format. We have a lot of shows related to visuals, so now when I'm in studio here, you'll be able to see what we're talking about when we say something is rose gold. Instead of describing rose gold, I can show you something that actually is that. So that's really going to grow our show a lot. It'll also be out on social media, so you can click on anything now and take a look at it. So it's very exciting. January is going to be a great month for us here at Modern Design and in the studios. A lot of new things coming, technology, so we're very excited about that. Our topic today is last-minute tips to make your holiday special with different things that you can add. Many of them are already found in nature or the supermarket, not expensive, but great ways to make your holiday table, your foyer, your outside shine. And we had left off about the different mixed greens outside for pots, but also inside. I like to put mixed greens everywhere I possibly can. Go get a big garbage bag and fill it full of a wonderful spruce, wonderful juniper, wonderful greens, and just put them everywhere. I dressed my mantle. These are things that you should do the last minute, because if you do them too early, especially inside, they dry out and then they're not attractive at all. So on my mantle, I mixed wonderful pine, Scotch pine, and juniper, and blue spruce, and cedar, and I have it all over my mantle. Gathered very well, and now we'll be adding some wonderful holly to that to finish that off. And really nice to do that. Maybe in a bowl at your entrance. The smell, if you have an artificial tree, as many of us do, having that smell coming from the clippings that you're bringing in really add to the feeling of the holiday. So something to keep in mind, and it really can cost you nothing. decorating using birch logs. Very popular last year and this year, doing things with birch branches. In my Maplewood store, I have a wonderful sign pole, and I have beautiful tall birch branches that I've wrapped around the pole. And I've used two types of ribbon, or sort of a red and white Christmas ribbon, and intertwined that with burlap ribbon. Put those together. I have them in a galvanized bucket, a beautiful bucket. And the bucket has, on the front of the bucket, there's a label, if you will, that's chalkboard, where you can write wonderful sayings. And then the base of the bucket I have filled with beautiful mixed greens and branches as well, magnolia branches. And it just looks amazing. So decorating with birch is very nice. Also very popular this year is to take some birch logs, hollow out the tops, and then take tea lights and put them and light them that way. That's kind of a nice thing to do on a sideboard, or perhaps at a casual entrance of doing things with white birch. The skin of white birch is just lovely, especially at Christmas time paired with red and silver. It's beautiful. Cranberries are wonderful for decorating. There's a lot of things you can do using fresh cranberries. One of the ones that I do every year is I go to the supermarket right before Christmas. I have two hurricanes, or footed glass vessels. I go buy a fresh, two fresh, unscented white pillar candles, and I put them in. And then after I get them in, I buy a big bag of cranberries in the supermarket, cut them open so that they're divided evenly, and I put them in that same container. So you have the beautiful white pillar candle, and then surrounded by fresh cranberries that will last the season. They have a wonderful smell, but also the brilliant sort of cranberry red with the white is magnificent. Another thing that you can do with cranberries for the season is make a beautiful cranberry wreath. It's something that I'm going to try. I bought the cranberries to do it. I don't know how well it will last, but you get a styrofoam container, and then you get toothpicks, and you put the cranberries, you put the toothpicks in the with the cranberries, and then you put them individually in the styrofoam ring until it's completely full. The look is magnificent, and you can do a lot with it. You can use it as a candle ring and put a candle in the center, but you I like to display it wreaths with ribbon. So what I plan on doing is I have a beautiful sort of cranberry ribbon, and I'm going to put that on the back of a mirror at my entrance with a beautiful ribbon, and then tie that on top with a casual bow. It'll hang from the ribbon, and then you'll have just the look of cranberries. People also, although I've never tried this, have strung cranberries on a line and then put them on the Christmas tree. I think that's probably dangerous. Not dangerous in terms of a fire, but dangerous because I think the cranberries would start to bleed, and you'd have a problem when the tree is lit. So something that I don't necessarily would do. But try the cranberry wreath if you're ambitious. I'm going to try it this year, and I'll tell you how that worked out. Oranges, I think, are beautiful at Christmas time. I do a lot of different themes in my different rooms for Christmas, and one of them is sort of a copper tree with natural elements. I have a three-tiered stand, so I like to put out oranges, or in this case this year, I like to use the clementines that come in this type of year, and just have them on a tiered stand because the orange stands out so much. Often I will put greens underneath them, and then the oranges, and it has a terrific look. But this year, I'm also going to try something else. Go out and get some wonderful cloves. The combination of the spiciness of the clove and the citrus orange are beautiful together. And then do sort of a pattern. I'm going to do a crisscross pattern. Now that we're close to Christmas week, I'm going to do a crisscross pattern, and I'm going to display them in a three-tiered stand. Supposedly, with the warmth of the house, they slowly give off a wonderful fragrance of citrus and clove, and it's just amazing. Plus, they look good. They almost look like an ornament. So a simple bag clementines would be wonderful to do, or just regular oranges look very great. Fruit is often displayed in colonial homes at Christmas time as something that's decorative. And one of the things that I do, all my wreaths, I have wreaths on every window of the house, which I love. I love a wreath on every window with a wonderful seasonal bow, but I have fake fruit or faux fruit, if you will, around them, fruit rings. And then on my the entrance to the backyard on the white gate, I have one that's just solely apples in a ring, and then the fresh greens that are behind it. And I do this because I tried it with fresh fruit one year, and it got warm, and they also got kind of mushy. But mine are so far away from the road, you can't tell the difference. So an apple wreath is wonderful to do. And then just using fruits. Above my front door, I create a colonial fan, and in the center I actually use a pineapple, and then I have apples and oranges on my colonial fan. And the backdrop of the colonial fan is actually lemon leaves, and they go around the back, and that goes above the front door, and it's a really nice look with all the fruit wreaths. My neighbor does that as well, and each time she uses a different fruit. This time she's back to red apples. She uses fresh apples in a ring and then puts greens behind it. It's just absolutely amazing. I like Granny Smith green apples. I think that looks really pretty as well. And I tuck those things into my pots. I have two entry pots that are just spruces, and then around the base, right before Christmas, I'll add Granny Smith green apples. I've done it with red apples. I've done it with pears. I've done it with a lot of different fruit, and sometimes I've mixed it. But last year, I did Granny Smith green apples all the way around, and boy, did that look nice. It was a pretty look for the holiday. Another thing is boxwoods. Boxwoods, to me, are so beautiful. If I can afford it, I'll get a boxwood wreath and put that on my front door, something that's kind of special, but they can be a little bit pricey. Boxwood garlands are absolutely beautiful. Anything with boxwood to me looks wonderful. Boxwood topiaries, the smell of that, wonderful, very wonderful. Another thing we've talked about on Modern Design is using carnations at Christmas. And people often think carnations are a terrible flower or a cheap flower or so on. But carnations are incredibly durable. They last a very long time. And I've been to many functions where carnations are used. The flower heads are bunched together, and they make wonderful centerpieces and ideas for Christmas. I saw one recently where they did, just like the cranberries, they had styrofoam forms, and they filled them with red carnations in succession hung with ribbon. Three of them, in the case of the room that I was in, they were just magnificent. And you don't see any of the white styrofoam. You just see this mass of beautiful red in texture, and then come to find out that it's actually a carnation. They look gorgeous in white as well. You could do them in white or in variegated, and they're really wonderful. They make nice topiaries, too. If you have topiary forms, if you use carnations, particularly the red ones, just look amazing, and they're just beautiful. So think about things that are a little bit outside the box. It's fun to tell a story about those things. The next thing I wanted to talk about is actually also from the supermarket, and that is using nuts and decorating for the holiday. One of the things that I think is the prettiest that I have done before is using filberts, the little wonderful hazelnuts, which are very wonderful looking, and I've done them for both Thanksgiving and for Christmas, and very simply getting a bag of them from the supermarket, putting again in a glass vessel, putting a wonderful pillar candle, and then just surrounding them with the filberts, and then maybe at the base you want to tie a beautiful bow in a seasonal color to go with the filberts. You also can do that with mixed nuts, so you have the different neutral colors. Walnuts look very nice. Any sort of nut, if you keep them all the same as a base around a pillar candle in a glass vessel, look really beautiful. If you add a seasonal ribbon to that, you have a real finished look. Sometimes people can't put up a tree for whatever reason, financially, or just maybe they can't handle it. Getting two pillar candles and just putting some cranberries around it, or some filberts, or whatever you have around it, maybe wonderful Christmas candy and a bow. That's all you need, with some mixed greens on a table. That really gives the look of the holidays. Gumdrops is another thing that's kind of interesting. I love the look of candy at Christmas. I worked with a lady last year who did a gumdrop wreath. She does a lot of crafting, and she got gumdrops, and she had the form, and she created a wreath just using gumdrops. They're wonderful. I like to take gumdrops and put them in temple jars in different colors, the orange, the green, all the different colors, separating them with lifts and levels, putting some greens around the base, and that's a wonderful thing to do. If you have a foyer table, and you put some greens on your foyer table and have some different size footed glass vessels, do candy. Candy can be very, very beautiful in different vessel vases and very much Christmas. Gingerbread houses. I didn't do that this year. Can't do everything, but gingerbread houses on display on a sideboard can be really good looking and really creative and fun to do. Ribbon candy. I love the look of ribbon candy. If you ever go to any of these vintage stores and they have old colored depression glass that's footed, or maybe even a cake stand, go out and get some wonderful ribbon candy and display it. It's just absolutely beautiful to do. All right, we're going to take our news. We're going to take our news break, and we'll be back with many more last-minute ideas for decorating for the holiday right here on WHCR-DB in Flemington.
USA Radio News.
It's a historic moment. This has been 30-plus years in the making to come back around and really have transformative tax relief for Americans and American companies.
Georgia Congresswoman Karen Handel earlier today, as the House did approve that tax bill, they reapproved it after they voted yesterday on it. The Senate approved it earlier this morning. Let's take a listen as Congressman Paul Ryan, Speaker of the House Paul Ryan, gives the final vote tally.
The yeas are 224 and the nays are 201. The motion is adopted. Without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid upon the table.
The White House also expects Congress to pass another spending extension Friday to avoid a government shutdown. White House Legislative Director Mark Short says it's unlikely a full spending bill would be passed by the Friday night deadline. Much of the debate over funding the government is around the CHIP program, the Child Health Insurance Program, which will be funded short term. This is USA Radio News.
Hey everyone, Proactive has an incredible offer for our listeners only. Stay tuned for a 100% risk-free offer that includes a free deep cleansing brush and free shipping. Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With Prescription Strength Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. There's no better time to try Proactive. Today, we're letting all listeners try Proactive 100% risk-free. Plus, they're giving away a free deep cleansing brush and free shipping when you call right now. 800-772-7610. You heard right. A risk-free trial of Proactive, a free deep cleansing brush, and free shipping. Take it from me. Proactive really works. So here's the deal again for our listeners. For $19.95, you'll get Prescription Strength Proactive, plus a deep cleansing brush valued at $55, totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 800-772-7610. That's 800-772-7610. One more time. Ready? 800-772-7610.
President Donald Trump is cheering the Republican tax bill that will be headed to his desk soon.
People are starting to see how great this historic victory was.
President Trump also said Americans will see more money in their paychecks very soon.
Facebook can now send you an alert when a photo of you is uploaded, whether you're tagged or not. Sharon Reed has the details.
Facebook says its facial recognition technology can ID you in any photograph and says it's now using the tool to notify you whenever and wherever your image appears on Facebook. The social media company says it's all meant to prevent impersonation and says it can be activated in the privacy settings with a single on-off control. Then you decide whether to tag yourself, leave yourself untagged, or reach out to whoever posted the picture if you're worried about it. Facebook says it won't be using facial recognition in Europe or Canada because of regulations that protect personal data and privacy.
This is USA Radio News.
The holidays are a wonderful time of year, made even more wonderful when you're able to get all your packages out on time. So this holiday, ship them at Staples and get 10% off UPS shipping services. Staples is open 7 days a week and has all the mailing and shipping supplies you need. staples. Shop, ship, smile. And right now, get 10% off UPS shipping services. Valid through 12/30/17. Exclusions apply. See associate for details.
Taking a look at some of the stories of note today in the world, here's USA Radio Network's UN correspondent, Luke Vargas.
South Korea will postpone military drills with the United States during February's Winter Olympics. South Korean officials said Wednesday that delaying the military exercises was only intended to calm visitors and not meant as a sign of capitulation to North Korea. Either way, getting South Korea to suspend drills with the U.S. is seen as a win for China and North Korea, both of which advocate that in exchange for North Korea stopping nuclear and missile development, South Korea should stop military drills with the United States. And the U.S. is warning countries not to vote against it at the United Nations General Assembly on Thursday, where 193 countries will vote on whether to condemn President Trump's recognition of Jerusalem as the Israeli capital. In a letter sent to UN missions in New York, U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley warned that, quote, the president will be watching the vote carefully and has requested I report back on those countries who voted against us. Israel is undertaking a similar lobbying effort, instructing its embassies to lobby foreign governments, especially those in Africa, to refrain from supporting the resolution. Thursday's vote will also test the effectiveness of what's been termed a charm offensive by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Netanyahu has made numerous visits in recent years to developing countries in Africa and Latin America, offering Israeli technologies in exchange for those countries siding with Israel during key UN votes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. This is sort of a special show today. It will be our last show of the calendar year, and we will be back in January after the new year with wonderful shows for 2018. If you're just tuning into our program now, we have some wonderful new advancements. We have added video to some of the programs here on WHCR, and my program, Modern Design, going into its, I guess, fourth year of Modern Design, will now be also on video. So when it's posted, it will not only just be audio, you'll be able to see Modern Design. So I better not eat too much over the holidays. And it's wonderful because what we do is so visual here. If you've listened to Modern Design, we have guests from all over the tri-state area. Often they talk about wonderful things, but now you're going to be able to see those things. Somebody brings in beautiful blue and white dishes. I can show you what the dishes look like. I can show you colors when the people come from Benjamin Moore and Sherwin-Williams, and we have the color of the year for Sherwin-Williams. It's Oceanside. I can show you a big sample chip of Oceanside, and you can see the tones of blue-green right on your screen. So that's very exciting. It's going to be on Facebook Live to start, and then it will be on a couple of other venues as well, including social media, so you'll get to see the show every week. In addition, I have signed on with the Comcast channel, and I am going to do started a program for them. The program is called Design for the Times, and very similar to Modern Design here on WHCR, I'll be doing different topics about decorating in the tri-state area. Wonderful guest. We've taped our first three shows. We're just finishing up the opening and the theme music, so very excited about that. And I'll have more information on my web page as to where to tune in. For more interesting ideas and things that are upcoming, go to my webpage, which is www.mavenhilldesigns.com. Also, I have a blog. If you'd like to subscribe to my blog, it is free. It's sort of an online newsletter of what's trending in design. And that is called The Color Guru. T-H-E, color, C-O-L-O-R, G-U-R-U, at blogspot.com. And that's another way, with no cost, on a weekly basis, you will get an electronic newsletter of the things that are relevant, pictures of things, decorating ideas, and another resource for decorating. For those of you that do follow me on social media, I also was very fortunate this year to have my first book published. The book is called The Lonely Boy, and it is available at Amazon.com and also at BarnesandNoble.com and the local Barnes & Noble stores. So if you're looking for some interesting reading and a different take You might want to take a look at my book called The Lonely Boy on Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble. Well, our topic today happens to be decorating last-minute things that you can do for the holidays that are still available to sort of top off everything and be beautiful for your Christmas holidays. Also New Year's. It's nice to look at beautiful things when you're entertaining throughout the season. I've always said that Christmas is not just Christmas Day. Christmas is the pretty much now the entire month of December, but also that specific window between Christmas Eve and New Year's Day. Lots of entertaining at night, celebrating, maybe sort of a lighter work schedule, and it's kind of a fun time to do things. One of the things that I do every year and recommend out there if you're looking for something, if you're off that week doing, is going up to Peddler's Village in the New Hope area of Pennsylvania and going to see the lights. They have a wonderful, it's free of charge, they have a wonderful display at night. There are acres of property there, and every single tree has a different color, solid color lights. So you first walk in, I think the first tree is usually gold, and the following one is a beautiful red, and then you'll see a beautiful tree that's all green, and every tree is different. They're absolutely beautiful. They have sort of this wonderful walkway that you walk over that's sort of all encased in beautiful lights, and they have wonderful wire reindeer that move that are covered in lights. Very artfully done trees and colors you've never seen before. They added last year ornaments. I don't know if you've seen this before, but they're outdoor ornaments. What they are is sort of a cage that looks like a Christmas ball with a specific color. So if you see a tall tree, it will be all in white lights, but then the decorations will be lights that were, let's say, purple, and they would hang as a Christmas ornament. Wonderful way to feel very festive during the holidays. Lots of displays of different types of holiday decorations, and in all the stores, wonderful holiday decorations. Often, if you go between the week of Christmas and New Year's, prices are slashed, and you can get wonderful things. I often get my ornaments half price after Christmas by going up to Peddler's Village. So something fun that you can do. So we're talking about displays of things and inexpensive things that you can add to make your home sparkle for the holidays. We talked about decorating with candies, a beautiful display of ribbon candies, gumdrops, things of that nature. These also can be used, some of these things, to make wreaths, to be creative with some of this stuff. Let's talk about your mailbox. It's always nice to, I think, do something beautiful for your mailbox. For me, this year, what I did was I took a bunch of boxwood, and I tied it all together from my property in a beautiful ribbon, which I tied with wire. And I attached that to the post on my mailbox, which is very far off of my property down on the end of the road. And it's just very festive and nice looking. And you can do sort of anything that you can pull together there at the end of your driveway, your mailbox, and decorate your mailbox. It looks nice. What about a light post? If you have a light post, any sort of garland or fresh greens look wonderful on a post. Nothing looks great better than a beautiful bow, a seasonal bow, and using ribbon with some greens around a pole. Very festive. In my Maplewood Village there, every light post, every black light post has beautiful mixed greens on it and a bow at top, and it looks very festive. You can sort of get rid of the bow and keep the greens on all winter. I think it's something nice to definitely take a look at. So some of the other things that you can get this year, and often because if you wait till the end, you can get them at very good prices, is paper whites. Paper whites are those wonderful bulbs that you can get in the supermarket and any of the stores. Now, most of them have already come out of their packages, and I see them that they've already almost bloomed. So go out and get some wonderful paper whites, put it in a beautiful seasonal dish or a bowl. I saw someone the other day had a navy blue dining room, and on her sideboard she had this blue and white sort of almost tureen, and in them were these paper whites that were coming up against the blue and white china bowl. Wow, did that look really, really nice. So paper whites are a nice thing to have, and the fragrance of a paper white if you haven't seen it, is just amazingly beautiful. Amaryllis are wonderful, also a bulb with a thick stem, beautiful lily-type flower, and seeing them out at this time of the year, that most of them have, even you go to Home Depot and Lowe's, big box stores have them, and they pretty much have done their thing already. So if you're getting them, they're discounted at this time of year, and you can do lots of things with them, group them together. If the plant has really come to fruition, you can also cut it and leave the bulb where it is and put a bunch of them in a great vase, and that's another thing to do for the holidays. We have one more set of commercial messages, and we'll be back with much more of Modern Design right after this.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I'm an interior designer and home stager with wonderful locations, one right here in the Hunterdon County area at 176 Route 20231 in Ringo's. I share my space with Flemington Fan and Lighting with all sorts of decorative accessories and beautiful pictures and wonderful things to look at, as well as wonderful lighting at really internet prices, very good prices. And that is right in Ringo's. My other location is in northern New Jersey in the Maplewood Village, downtown Maplewood Village, next to the wonderful April Baker Coffee House. Have a wonderful scone. Someone told me, I brought them in the other day and I took them next door for coffee and scones, and she said it was the best scone she ever had. I'm right between the Maplewood Post Office and the Abel Baker. Come check me out. I have four rooms full of beautiful accessories, all theme oriented, a lot of stuff for Christmas. We have two beautiful Christmas trees, a white tree done in a more modern setting with lots of beautiful apple green glass and silver, and then we have a classic tree which I did in red and silver, and made some wonderful took burlap I should say, and made wonderful burlap bows and did some interesting things using coral and unusual accessories on that tree. So come check us out. All the Christmas stuff in both the stores is 20% off this week. Take advantage to reach Maven Hill Designs, 908-884-0770, 908-884-0770. Well, our topic today happens to be last-minute holiday tips, ideas using things that are around and still available that haven't sold out to make your house look wonderful for the holidays, for all the entertaining you're going to do, and talking about different things you can do. One of the things that I haven't mentioned that you can do, and I see all over the place, is fake presents. And you would say, well, why would somebody want to have fake presents? Wouldn't you want to have real presents? Here's the problem. The entertaining often goes between Christmas and New Year's Day. What happens is on Christmas, we open all the gifts, and then under the tree, there's nothing, which looks terrible. You can often reinforce a color combination in a room or on a tree by the wrap underneath it. And you should do it that way. If you decided to do a tree that was all blue and silver, your wrapping paper underneath the tree should be shades of blue, silver, and white. If you have a tree that's classic red and green, your paper should reflect that. If you do, I mean, perhaps a tree that has lots of black and red on it, you want to have that in a rustic look. You want to have that in your decorating. So what happens is after Christmas and you're entertaining people having over, if the boxes are left open, they look terrible and there's wrapping paper around. So what you want to do is take what you've, your loot, if you will, and bring that upstairs and put those things away and then wrap presents. And I've done this for years. In fact, I changed the look this year to something different. Wrap presents. Go get inexpensive wrapping paper. I actually purchased some beautiful wrapping paper at the dollar store. All metallics this year. I did silvers and gold and some terrific ribbon where I sort of tied my own bows and put them around the tree that go with the looks of my trees. And so when the holiday comes, you put your real presents on top, have them tagged, and then the fake presents stay there. They look really nice, and you can use fake presents for other things. I have a window seat where I put some wonderful, beautifully wrapped presents on. I have a bench outside my side door, and I have some wonderfully wrapped presents there. They're actually a nice look. Sometimes in the outside ones, I'll put a little bit of pine by where the tied ribbon is, and or a little bit of some sort of a berry or holly in this case, and have them on the outside bench. And the outside ones don't usually last because of the cold, but the inside ones you can use year after year, and it brings in wonderful seasonal color. Also boxes. If the if they're low on boxes at the department stores, go to a discount store or a dollar store and buy just a bunch of generic boxes, and you can wrap them inexpensively. And really, with ribbon, you can make anything look like anything, especially at the holidays. So we talked about adding paper whites. It's still not too late to get them. Amaryllis is wonderful to get them. Garlands, seasonal garlands are beautiful. You know, at this point of the year, the garden centers, if they're not going to sell at the end, sort of really reduce the prices on seasonal things. So wonderful garlands that you can put over your around your front door, your back door, that you can use to highlight a sideboard, hang them from a sideboard or over a mirror are beautiful to do at this time of year. Add some wonderful ribbons to them and they really look nice. Card displays. People still spend so much money on beautiful cards. They're not as popular as they used to be, and I noticed there's a trend this year. I've got a lot of electronic cards, but I still get a good amount of hundreds of dollars of worth of cards. And the cards themselves are so beautiful. The collections of things at Christmas, I think, are just wonderful. So set a place aside, whether it be a foyer table, whether it be a sideboard. I have a hutch in my kitchen, and I put a small dish in the center with the seasonal fruit. This year I have beautiful red apples, and underneath it I have some greens. And then completely around that, as close as I can get them, I have all the different Christmas cards displayed. And they really look nice. They're all so beautiful and so different. But the collection of them themselves is really beautiful. I've seen people take them and put them on sort of long stands and have them slide in. I've seen them done a lot of different ways. But displaying your cards is important. They're beautiful. Sometimes they can be a little bit expensive, and you want to display that costs nothing but really looks very nice. Tea lights are terrific for the season. Go buy a bag of tea lights, and it's nice for nightly entertaining. If you have them, put them all over the house. They have a short window, and then they sort of blow themselves out. Beautiful white tea lights when you're entertaining, especially at the holidays, are nice. I have seen the tea lights in other colors, but I really like the look of a white tea light to go for a couple hours. Jar candles, and also interesting combinations of jar candles for the season. Last year, someone gave me a jar candle that was the smell of mistletoe. It was quite beautiful and different. I see a lot of scents this year Wonderful shortbread was one that I smelled that was terrific. Cranberry, of course, cookie dough. All these just sort of add to the season. Spiced ginger was one that I've tried. Just absolutely beautiful. Well, we've come to the end of our program today. I thank you for tuning into Modern Design and look forward to seeing you after the new year with wonderful new shows now on video. Thank you very much, as always, for tuning into Modern Design. Have a wonderful holiday and a happy, safe new year. Bye-bye.
USA Radio News.
It's a historic moment. This has been 30-plus years in the making to come back around and really have transformative tax relief for Americans and American companies.
Georgia Congresswoman Karen Handel earlier today, as the House did approve that tax bill, they reapproved it after they voted yesterday on it. The Senate approved it earlier this morning. Let's take a listen as Congressman Paul Ryan, Speaker of the House Paul Ryan, gives the final vote tally.
The yeas are 224 and the nays are 201. The motion is adopted. Without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid upon the table.
The White House also expects Congress to pass another spending extension Friday to avoid a government shutdown. White House Legislative Director Mark Short said it's unlikely a full spending bill would be passed by the Friday night deadline. Much of the debate over funding the government is around the CHIP program, the Child Health Insurance Program, which will be funded short term. This is USA Radio News.
Hey everyone, Proactive has an incredible offer for our listeners only. Stay tuned for a 100% risk-free offer that includes a free deep cleansing brush and free shipping. Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With Prescription Strength Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. There's no better time to try Proactive. Today, we're letting all listeners try Proactive 100% risk-free. Plus, they're giving away a free deep cleansing brush and free shipping when you call right now. 800-772-7610. You heard right. A risk-free trial of Proactive, a free deep cleansing.